Unit 2. Crossing Limits. Listening. 2. There are some important differences in communication and transport between the past and the present. Listen to the tape and fill in the chart.
Discovering new places and going where no one has gone before has always been the greatest adventure in human history. Professor Zhang, what made exploring so exciting in the past?
Classical examples of exploring the world are the great discoveries made by explorers. They were brave men such as Christopher Columbus, who discovered America, or James Cook, who sailed around the world in tiny ships crossing oceans and seas for thousands of miles in search of land. And in the 19th century, there were famous explorers who mapped the rivers, lakes, jungles, and mountains that make up the continents.
What difficulties did they run into?
Well, just imagine how difficult it must have been to explore the jungle without the benefit of modern communication technology and transport. It was not unusual that journeys took 2 or 3 years. Transport consisted of horses or camels and several hundred or even 1,000 people to carry all the equipment, food, and medicine for such a long trip. There were no roads and no maps. Discoveries weren't published until at least a year later. Explorers found mountains, poisonous snakes, dangerous animals, and terrible diseases on their way. And there were frightening stories and rumors about people who ate people, mysterious cities, and hidden treasures. Compare that with modern science, where we can use telescopes and satellites to see where we are going, use cars, trucks, aeroplanes or helicopters to travel fast, and mobile phones, computers, and the internet to inform each other quickly about new discoveries or call for help.
Then where's the challenge in modern science? Is science still an adventure?
It sure is. Exploring the moon, other planets such as Mars, and the rest of the universe is still a challenge. Modern techniques help us and they reduce the risks to the explorers, but the experience of discovery, of being the first to see something, or visiting a place, even though we're only looking at it through telescopes or sending out a robot, is as exciting as the experience of the great explorers of the past.